This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Ricky Lee here, and you're listening to Australia's Joy 94.9.
You are indeed. This is Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9, here for another Tuesday night to bring you all things bisexual, and I'm so glad to be back in the studio.
All things bisexual.
Most things bisexual.
I don't think we're quite that thorough.
Literally everything bisexual.
We're going to do our best because we've got a couple of bisexual supporters, actually, who are coming onto the show tonight. We're going to talk to them about some brilliant work that they're going to be doing this month. It's a big month for the queer community. My name is Anthony.
And I'm James.
And I'm Louis.
And we are wanting you to get involved in our conversation tonight. We've got two very special guests. One is Jason from the Equality Project, who is organising the Better Together conference, which is coming up on the 12th and 13th of January this month. We've got Jason coming up in a second, and Yvette Turnbull, who is a set and costume designer and who's doing some brilliant things during midsummer. We'll hear more from Yvette in a moment. But firstly, Jason, welcome to Drupal Bypass. Thanks for being on the show.
Pleasure to be on tonight. Thanks very much.
So, Jason, the Better Together conference, why Better Together? What do you mean by that, and what is this conference all about?
So, back in the 70s and 80s, there used to be a homosexual conference in Australia, and that was in a very different environment where, you know, there were not talk, no one was talking about diverse sexuality and gender really at that point. And then they disbanded after HIV, and some of the organisations we have today came out of those groups in those times. And after what we've all been through the last 5 or 10 years, I really felt a year and a half ago that it's time for us to come back together again as a group of LGBTIQA plus diverse people, because we are better together, and maybe we can get where we need to go faster if we build stronger connections, have a mechanism to get together face-to-face and then learn from each other what we need to agitate for each of our spaces going forward. So Better Together is what it is. Better Together is the first national LGBTIQ conference since the 80s in Australia, and we're hoping to facilitate a discussion around how we might collaborate going forward together as a bunch of separate communities, but also as one big giant space. And maybe we set up a national rights organisation going forward as well.
I've noticed that you're referring to it, something that I really enjoy, that you're referring to it as an LGBTIQ event. And I know from people who are involved in it that you really are making sure that you're involving, you know, all the colours of the rainbow in this one. Can you just talk about some of the ways in which you've been, you know, being careful to include everybody in this?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is really about diversity and inclusion, really is. Even though I'm a white, cisgender gay male, who's kind of old now, I guess, sadly. I was enjoying Ring Ring on the show just a few months ago.
Just for you, Jason.
My favourite band. Yes, my favourite band. We have to care for each other, and we have to create the space for each other to function and present and be comfortable to participate and be part of, you know, this full inclusion that we need to have. And it can't just be about gay people or lesbian people or even trans people. It must be about all of us. And I think if we do that, together we can get where we need to go faster. And so the last 18 months, I literally have travelled around the country. I haven't met everyone, but talked to the people I know over the last 10 years of, you know, campaigning in this space, and just reached out and said, hey, these spaces are for you. And so the 60 different sessions of the conference over the 2 days are all self-directed by the various spaces. So the QTPOC spaces for queer people of colour, they are self-run. There's four of those. There's people with disability spaces. We've got deaf sessions. The bisexual spaces are self-determined and self-run.
Brilliant.
We have a caucus for lesbian, for gay, for bisexual, for transgender, for intersex people. The intersex spaces are run by intersex people, and it's really important. And we don't need to tell them what to say and what to do. They need to be self-run, and they're going to be exciting. I just wish I could go to every session. I can't.
Definitely, and those intersections are always, and definitely with recent events, more and more important and very fantastic that we keep on maintaining those. What are some of the things that you hope this conference will achieve?
Well, I hope it'll achieve new friendships and new relationships. I think the idea, there's 404 people registered as of right now, which is wonderful. We're hoping to somewhere between 400 and 500 people, which is a lot of people from all over the country. And we have people from GLAAD, Human Rights Campaign, Stonewall and Gander in the Philippines coming, as well as Dr. Robert Simon from the US.
Wow.
Nationally. So it's about getting them all in the one space for a couple of days. Something special will come of that. That comes from the fact of all those people meeting each other and rubbing shoulders with each other and understanding, too, that we're none of us are each other's enemies. I'm really discouraged by the silos in our spaces and the lateral violence that happens.
Right.
And that there are people who are keyboard warriors who cause a lot of damage. But I think if you sit next to someone, yes, they can have a different opinion about something, but they're not our enemies. And diminishing each other is not a good strategy going forward. And I'm confident, because I've met most of these people, not all of them, they're really decent people, all of us. I mean, it might be flawed, but we're decent, and we're all trying our best. And I just think if we can be in the same space for a couple of days, something very special can come out of that.
Because when everyone's separated, there's a lot of wasted energy, isn't there? A lot of people, you know, there's this, essentially that reinvention of the wheel every time a new organisation starts up. And when resources are pooled, it's not, it actually becomes greater than the sum of its parts, because there's so much of that foundational work that can get, you know, skipped over.
I really agree with that, and I want to see it in practice. And I think that the fact that we've incorporated, you know, key Indigenous people in this space, the deaf community are involved, queer people of colour, obviously, our intersex friends are involved. Trans, we've got, you know, we're bringing two trans people from overseas, so Naomi Fontanes from the Philippines and Sarah McBride from Human Rights Campaign are both coming. We've got Ella, who's going, you know, the bisexual researcher from
Monash Uni.
Gay Men in Country. Yeah, she's coming and speaking in one of the plenaries. It's just really... And we've got, you know, I don't know how many bisexual sessions, there are three or four at least.
I think there's four.
Self-directed. it's four, I can't remember.
And, and we've got Ella Busack on the main stage as a keynote speaker presenting some of her research. So, Jason, you've been a really great supporter to us, to not only Triple Bypass, but to really showcase some, you know, some of the great work that the bisexual community, they're very small and emerging community that is growing here in Melbourne. So I want to thank you for that.
Oh, no worries. Look, Anthony, look, it's really important. I just think that if we bring visibility to all of our spaces, if we hear stories from those spaces, if we provide education and form relationships, really good things will happen, right? And then that's good for all of us. So if things are better for bisexual people, it's better for me. If things are better for Aboriginal Australians, it's better for me.
Hence
if things
name.
Are better for trans people, it's better for
that's
me.
Right.
I really believe that.
Definitely.
And, we have three networking evenings. So we have a two-day pre-conference training academy that's sold out for 110 people, and a networking evening for them on the Wednesday night. Then Thursday night, we have a beer and barbecue networking evening for everyone. You can all register
I'll be there.
All your listeners. Just go to the website at theequalityproject.org.au and register beer and barbecue. Trades Hall are funding that. Then on Friday night, every conference attendee, they can go to a private evening with Billie Jean King at the Australian Open, see a screening of Battle of the Sexes movie, and food and drink is included with that as well. And they're hosting that. And it's really, we've kept the prices of our conference as cheap as we can to get as many people as we can there. And we've had, I think there's 75 people coming who are on scholarships that have come for free. And it helps people travel from interstate, and because I think we have to bring equity where it's missing. And we've also got tonight, we're happy to offer your listeners, whichever way you want to distribute it that's ethical, we've got a double pass worth $400 for some of your listeners if they'd like to come. So,
Jason, that is amazing. Thank you so much for that. And I just want to, just to let our listeners know and our gorgeous followers from week to week, you can join us in this conversation by SMSing us on 0427JOY949 or sending us an email at onair@joy.org.au. And if you get in touch with us, we'll, whoever gets in touch with us, I guess we'll make a decision on how to give these two magnificent tickets away, Jason.
No worries, up to you. And it's all next week, and it's really exciting. And if you're not doing anything next week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are going to be pretty fun. And then it's Midsummer Carnival on the Sunday. And it's a chance to have a conversation. And if you're there, you can contribute your voice. And that's really important, that we have as many multiple voices there as possible.
Jason, that's brilliant. Thank you so much. We all agree with you. We are better together. We're a lot stronger together. And there's going to be lots of voices that don't normally get a stage like this to go on to speak and share stories and what's important to each of the letters in the acronym, really. So we're going to put the details of the Better Together conference on our Facebook page, and also you can get in touch with us again, 0427JOY949, to have a chance at winning those two tickets.
Yep, I'll check it up.
Thanks very much.
It'll be on to. So, Jason, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. You guys are beautiful. Thank you.
And are we going to hear any ABBA at this conference?
I wish we were, but we do have Frock Hudson, Dolly Diamond, and I think Mama Alto is almost confirmed.
So oh, brilliant.
We'll have some music over the 2 days. So, yes, I'm always up for some ABBA, and thanks to Ring Ring before I enjoyed it.
Good on you, Jason, and thanks for being on Triple Bypass. And we'll see you on the 12th and 13th of January.
Yeah, see you next week.
All right, bye-bye. That was Jason from the Equality Project from the Better Together Conference. We'll have those details up on our Facebook page. Again, folks, this is Triple Bypass. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
I learned to drive to school when I was 16, and I was happy with my friends, and we skipped class for time to breathe. I learned about the stars and the trees. I cried when I found kissing boys wasn't for me. So I tried every trick in the book. I tried talking to the pretty boys. I changed the way I look, but wearing dresses to impress just left me lonely and upset. And the boys could tell when I looked at her, I wasn't interested in them. So I thought you've got something to say, and it's not worth smiling if you're feeling in pain. And it's not worth hiding if you think you might be gay or different in another way. You're perfect just the same. I opened the paper and it left me ashamed. Said this contagious gaze unsafe, and you should keep your kids away. But I grew older and bolder, and my friends called me slowly. 19 and we threw all the weight from my shoulders. We sang, there's no We'll smile at different faces, we'll blush at different things. But holding someone's hand should never make me feel ashamed. Your story might not be at all like mine. I don't mean to simplify. There should be in your own voice and your own time. But the cages that they made us should soon just rust away. This song just won't need singing, but for now I'll let it play. It's not worth hiding if you've got something to say, and it's not worth dying for the people who smile at your name. It's not worth lying if you're feeling pain, and it's not worth hiding this happiness to be on your way.
Hey, this is Anthony Clare, and you're listening to Melbourne's very own Joy 94.9.
We are. Thank you, Anthony, for that. This is Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9, and I'm your host and panellist for the evening. My name is Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony. I'm James.
Thank you, Anthony and James. I'm Louis.
Good on you, James and Louis. And we are joined by a very special guest, someone who's going to be doing some brilliant things this midsummer, a set and costume designer, and by ally, Yvette Turnbull. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Lovely to be here.
So, Yvette, tell us about Midsummer. Tell us about what you've got going on, because you've got some very exciting things happening, particularly for the bisexual mm-hmm. community and this show. So we can talk a little bit about that later as well. But what? Tell us about yourself.
Tell us about myself? Okay. So I'm a set and costume designer. I work in theatre, live events, that kind of thing. So I do a lot of work for festivals. I do a lot of stage design, but I also do a lot of festival design. What else can I tell you about myself? I'm a participant this year. I'm very grateful and very happy to be a participant of Midsummer Futures, which is a... both our mentorship and professional development program. So there was a call out that happened, and 12 of us were chosen to be a part of this amazing, it's the very first year of the Midsummer Futures program, so it's entirely brand new.
Brilliant.
So what are the aims of the Futures Project?
So the Futures Project really is about us. There's no, unlike other mentorship programs, there's no project outcome for each of the 12 participants. It's actually purely about our own creative development and our own professional development as artists. So we are all probably on the spectrum between emerging and established artists. We're all sort of not necessarily young makers, creatives, but a lot of us are. But I think the importance about Futures is support. I think it's about support for us in a time where we need it. And the two parts of the program, one is a one-on-one mentorship with a leading industry artist that we get to choose and create that relationship with.
Someone famous.
Well, can be someone famous if that's part of your practice, yeah. My mentor is an amazing set designer from LA. Her name is Addie Goodrich, and she's based in the States, based in Los Angeles, and our conversation is via Skype.
So, how do you think that the arts and performing arts specifically? Mm-hmm. It's something that for a long time has been associated with the queer community. Why do you think that is? And do you think there's a particular way in which LGBTIQ people sort of communicate something of themselves through that medium?
Mm. That's a good question. For me personally, there's something about a live performance that is just entirely different to any other medium, and it's a very raw and very real and very visceral thing. And that's why I kind of want to continue to work in live performance, not necessarily always theatre, but live dance and live, just live art, festivals, immersive experiences. There's something different, and perhaps that is something about our community, is that I think that kind of one-on-one intimacy,
right,
that immersion is kind of part of that.
Yeah,
definitely. So why a specific bike afternoon? And is there anyone else you're expecting to be there, or any desired outcomes for the day that you're hoping for?
So a craftanoon, I think I was sort of put up for this one. I am a bit of a craftivist. That is absolutely something that is part of my own creative practice.
Love it.
Crafted that term.
Oh, no, it's a thing. It's absolutely a thing. Craftivist. So that's just something in terms of what I want to get out of doing the By the Way craftanoon is actually just have a really lovely, inclusive afternoon. For me, it's about sharing something that is part of my practice that is a bit of a mindful activity. So doing craft for me is something I do to, it's almost a bit meditative in a way. I do it to look after myself. It's all about, in that same sort of way that Midsummer Futures is kind of support and establishment and development for us, that's sort of something I've worked into my own kind of...
What if you're someone like me and you know, and doesn't have a creative bone in his body? I'm walking into this bike afternoon thing. Well, I mean, what can I expect?
What can you expect?
Finger painting.
Okay, no, absolutely. I mean, I didn't want to give too much away, but basically, right. We're going to be making jewelry. And it's going to be really fun. And I don't know if you are a fan of hammer beads. But if you know what hammer beads are, or it's like the simplest thing you could ever do in the world.
Didn't you?
So you know, iron-on beads.
Right.
It's a children's craft activity. Right. But we're jazzing it up a bit, and we're making it fun. This is something that I do.
Things.
We're going to kind of be bedazzling in a little bit of a way, a little bit different, but. So we're making hammer bead jewelry. So it can be some statement amazing earrings. It can be a brooch. I make coasters out of them and trivets. So it's for someone like yourself. basically, we can come and we can take a bead and we can put it on a pegboard. But we're also going to have a really fun afternoon, and you get to walk away with something bright and fun and.
Something you've made.
Something created. You've made in an afternoon. Also, hopefully you've made a friend sitting with the person next to you.
Oh,
and you've, you know, had a drink at the Bombini Bar and conversations
which is
are flowing.
Which is definitely the ultimate craft.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think beer and beads. I'm happy.
Because there is something about the bonds that you form when you're creating with somebody.
Absolutely. Fusion.
So get involved in the conversation. This is Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. 0427 Joy 949 is the SMS. If you want to get in touch and ask Yvette a question, find out what's going on in Midsummer. So when is the by craftanoon on? Do we have dates?
We do. It is one afternoon and one afternoon only. It is on Saturday, the 3rd of February from 2 till 5 p.m. at Arts Centre Melbourne at their Bombini Buzz Bar, which is going to be the festival hub bar for Midsummer.
It is very alliterative.
Yes, it is. It's good. Bombini Buzz, by the way.
And the Futures project, you said there are other participants, there are 12 in total.
Yes.
Are you going to be sort of teaming up with some of the other participants to put on the Bycraft afternoon?
I hope that they all come.
Oh, good.
It will just, I think, be hosted by myself and Triple Bypass.
Well, there you go.
So it's us leading the show. I really hope they all come. The best thing, actually, about Midsummer Futures is we've kind of just made a little friendship group, really. And we all have a Facebook group together. We're all going to see shows together. Part of the Midsummer Futures program is we get to have these intensive workshop days, and there's always evening activities. So we'll all go and see a show together, and we'll all go to dinner together, and we just become mates, really.
Wow.
It's kind of great.
It's spending a lot of time together.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's really nice.
Definitely, and that level of community is very important, especially within queer spaces. What other kind of bi representation are we kind of hoping for at Midsummer this year?
Oh, that's the question I was nervous about to be I need to do my research. I am going to absolutely finger through the program and find out what other bi-friendly, bi-for events are part of the Midsummer Festival this year.
Well, I think what putting on the bi craftanoon is a brilliant idea because it gives us a space where we can claim as not just bisexuals, but by allies and people, family and friends and people who want to come and get involved. And also, like you said, to create something really lovely at the end, to take a souvenir away with you.
Absolutely.
That's sort of, that's fairly symbolic of having been at Midsummer and to a specific bi space. I'm not sure I've ever done that at Midsummer, to be honest.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. I certainly haven't.
Yeah. Well, I think that was the point. I think it should be spoken, and there should be a place, I think, that is bi inclusive as well as, you know, everyone can come and get involved.
Yeah, so. And not only bi inclusive, but bi specific
Well,
because that space is very important to a large number of people, absolutely. Myself included.
Yeah. Bicentric.
Bicentral. Absolutely.
So we're going to put those details on for the Bicraftanoon on our Facebook page as well as the Equality Project's Better Together conference. I know Ruby's very excited about co-hosting the afternoon, and James and Lewis, we're going to be there too.
Yeah, so will I.
I hope so. We're going to come and iron some things together.
Great. Well, we must be there, and it sounds like it's going to be great. Yvette, hang around. We're going to go to a song, and we're going to come back, so stick around. You are on Triple Bypass, and this is Joy 94.9.
Gave you ride or die, and you gave me games, love, figures. I'm going crying, cause you just won't change, love, figures. I gave it all, and you gave me shit, love, figures. I wish I could do exactly what you did. I wish I could hurt you back. Look, what would you do if you couldn't get me back? You're the one who's gonna lose something so special, something so real. Tell me, boy, how in the fuck would you feel if you couldn't? I'm the bad guy, cause I can't learn to trust, love, figures. You say sorry once and you think it's enough. I cried a lineup of girls and a lineup of guys begging for me just to give them a try. Figures, I'm willing to stay cause I'm sick for your love. Wish I could hurt you back. Love, what would you do if you couldn't get me back? You're the one who's gonna lose something so special, something so real. Tell me, boy, how in the fuck would you feel if you couldn't get me back? That
From Melbourne to the world. Hi, this is Margaret Cho. Are you supporting the voice of the LGBTIQ community? Call now 1-300-JOY-949 and become a member or renew your membership now and tell them Margaret Cho sent you.
And Margaret Cho is a proud bisexual and a supporter of Triple Bypass.
Yeah, and she's and you heard her, you know. You can't say no to Cho. Come on.
You heard it here first, folks. Can't say no to Cho.
That's right. And if you want to catch Margaret Cho on Triple Bypass, you can go to one of our earlier shows and you can catch any of our podcasts. How about joy.org.au/Triple Bypass?
Or you can find them on iTunes as well, where they are uploaded every week for your listening pleasure.
We're having lots of fun in the studio tonight. We are with our special guest, Yvette Turnbull, who is from the Midsummer Futures program, and she's here to talk to us about Midsummer costume and set design, bike afternoons, lots of crazy stuff that's going on at Midsummer. Crazy good stuff.
So tell us a bit more about the Futures program, because that sounds kind of unique. I don't recall hearing about anything like that before.
Absolutely, yeah. So to my knowledge, being an artist and a maker in the first 5 years of my career, there aren't many opportunities like Midsummer Futures out there for people like myself looking to better themselves in their practice, looking to have hands-on experience and guidance and just actually real conversations with artists. So and having a mentor is such a valuable thing. It's sort of something that it's absolutely a massive, valuable thing. So I think each of us gets partnered. I'm not sure if I said this already, but each of us, there's 12 participants, but each of us gets partnered with a professional mentor in our own industry, and that's something that we work with Midsummer. Daniel at Midsummer works with us to find the right fit for each participant and make sure that that's a happy and good relationship for both of us.
And is it more to do with sort of the, you know, the creative, you know, the skills of the field that you're in, whether it's, the art or, set design or theatre or that sort of thing, but is there also a mix of sort of more sort of broadly applicable skills, like sort of life skills, like how to survive while doing this, because it's not easy?
Yeah, absolutely, life skills. My conversations with Addie. So I have an amazing mentor. Her name's Addie Goodrich, and she is in LA, and she's an LA-based set designer. So our conversations are via Skype because she is on the other side of the world.
Right.
So
it helps.
I think that's it. I think each of the different Midsummer Future partnerships are a little different. So myself, a lot of our interaction is via Skype, and when we set up that introduction Skype conversation with myself and Midsummer Daniel Santangeli, who's the coordinator of the program, we sort of set up what that's going to look like for us. And so with perhaps someone who is here based in Melbourne and they're doing a mentorship with someone else, it probably will be a little bit more hands-on. But with Addie and I, we both just wanted real conversations. We both just wanted to kind of talk about the nitty-gritty, talk about how hard things can be, and talk about budgets, and talk about tax, and talk about, like life things, and talk about, I don't know, what does success look like to you?
It sounds a lot like a therapist.
I hope it's not quite like that for her. I hope she's getting something out of it too. It's just a really lovely, genuine thing. She's a really wonderful, down-to-earth. I think just having real conversations with real people who experience the same sort of things, like working with clients, working with companies, working with other artists, getting people to work for you, with you,
Because there is a culture, isn't there? The culture, like in every sector of society, in different workplaces and organisations and a workplace culture or sector in the arts and entertainment industry, it is a thing, right?
So absolutely.
To find yourself sort of navigating your way through and dealing with some very big personalities in the entertainment industry, I mean, surely there must be.
Absolutely, yes.
There's no ego in the entertainment industry, actually. No, what are you talking about?
Not in this room.
Yeah, so I think just basic hands-on kind of understanding, getting that understanding and getting that insight from someone who is 10 years your senior or who has been who is excelling in their own field on a global level. That's just something you don't get every day, and so I think it's extremely. I'm extremely grateful to be a part of this program.
And has the Biocraft afternoon that you're hosting has that come directly out of your participation in the Futures program?
That has come from the brain of Daniel Santangeli. But
thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, Daniel. But I think that's actually just our friendship and him knowing that there's something that I would really love to do and be a part of, to get to be a part of Midsummer, I think, as well.
Mm. Well, we hope that you can be a part of it too, so get on board. The Biocraft-anoon, again, that date is the 3rd of February. It's Saturday the 3rd of February. It's from 2 to 5pm at the Midsummer Festival.
The Festival Hub Bar, yep, Hub Bar, which is right. Bombini Buzz at Arts Centre Melbourne.
All the bees. Because we're all about more bees.
More bees,
show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we like to buzz around.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's a hive of activity.
We are. We're in the beehive tonight. And so Yvette, can I ask, with this sort of mentoring program and mm-hmm. what do you, I mean, there's some hands-on stuff involved. You get to choose where you want to go to Midsummer, what performances you want to see or what activities you want to be part of?
We do get to do a bit of that in a way where we're almost become ambassadors a little bit for during the festival time. So I think actually even as part of our contract during the Midsummer Futures participation, we have to see a certain amount of shows.
Wow.
But I think, like I said before, we've become a bit of a friendship group. We kind of have our own Facebook page. We're gonna hook up and see all the different things together. Absolutely, we're gonna try and make it to all of the shows. I'm definitely can't wait to go to Carnival. Put the whole day aside and the next day to just have a bit
good
of a breather.
smart.
Yep, absolutely.
Planning ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, just speaking of Carnival, check out the By Alliance stall that will be there on the day. Am I right, James?
I believe so. I'll get the details for that later on.
Yeah, and so look out for buy things is what I'm trying to say. I saw a few buy flags at last year's Carnival. I was very excited about that.
Yes, look for buy things to buy.
And then, of course, wrapping it up, there's Pride March, and we'll be there with bells on, I believe.
Yes.
And so will all the futurists. We're all walking with Midsummer.
Woohoo! Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. Well, there's going to be a massive buy contingent, all over the place over the next few weeks, as long as Midsummer lasts. So please do get involved. And someone has got involved. Did we get a message?
Oh, we just got a lovely supportive message from one of our listeners saying, "Hi, fabulous TPP."
Oh, aren't we?
Bless.
Aren't we?
I like to think so.
We're surviving without Ruby tonight. We're doing just fine. So if it stick around, we'll hear more about Midsummer, about the Futures mentoring program and the Biocraft-anoon. We're going to go to a song. You are on Triple Bypass and this is Joy.
Now that you're hurting, I see the tears.
used to be Bent on Triple Bypass. You're on Joy 94.9.
That was a very commercial radio intro, that one.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I'm Anthony.
I'm James.
And I'm Louis.
And we are here with our very special guest, Yvette Turnbull, who's been talking to us about Midsummer and what she's got in store for not just the Bycrafternoon on the 3rd of February, but for the entire Midsummer. Is that right? You've got the Midsummer Guide that you can choose to go where you want, as often as you want.
Correct.
Diva,
yes.
Being a diva in Midsummer.
Absolutely.
That's wanting about the place.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to, definitely try and get to as many things as possible.
What are some of the things you're excited about? What are some of the things you really want to get along and see? Oh, did I put you on the spot?
Kind of. Ah, that's okay.
Look, I'm just... Everything leads to tea dance for me, so, like, you know.
I'm personally really excited to see Killjoy again.
Killjoy!
Because, my God, are they good.
Because they were guests on the show a couple of weeks ago, weren't they?
Well, we had them on. Yeah, we had them on in November. For anyone who doesn't know, they are our favourite feminist queer performance at the moment. They are the Killjoys your ex-boyfriend warned you about, which I love. They are absolutely wonderful. I'm definitely excited to see him again.
Yeah, check him out on our podcast.
Yeah,
I'm actually really excited now. You reminded me. I'm going to go see all of the other work from our futurists. So Miss Cici Rockefeller has a show on, who is one of our participants, and Raina has a performance on, which I think, Karma Dance.
Uh-huh.
Yes, absolutely.
What sort of other media do the other futurists work in?
Serena's a dancer, she's an amazing dancer. She's doing a show called Bent Bollywood. We have, we've got about three different filmmakers. Adolfo is a writer and the new editor-in-chief at Archer Magazine. Alicia Arbate is a sculptor. She works with... various materials, one including concrete.
So quite diverse.
Quite diverse, absolutely. Yes, lots of, we're all doing completely different things. I'm definitely going to go see all of the other Midsummer Futures work. So I think Mick's doing a work with Embedded Swish. Ryan is doing work with Bollywood. Alicia's got a show on the 27th over at the Living Museum of the West. I hope I've got that
very
right.
Good.
She will kill me if I don't.
So can I ask, because I'm interested in what something James asked earlier about queer people, the queer community using theatre, arts and entertainment, I guess, to find ways to express ourselves, to share our lifestyles, our culture, our sexuality, the way we live our lives. Is that, I mean, you mentioned quite lots of different skills there, different credentials and different mediums to express. Is that important? Is that important that it's done through those mediums?
In terms of
expressing our sexuality, our lifestyles, and why through this medium?
And
why?
Telling our stories as well, our personal stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think...
Because we're not just amazing to look at. There's a message in there too, right?
Yeah. I think sort of being vocal about equal representation in both art and life is an important thing. I think being able to be inclusive and get our message out in various forms is really important.
Because I've always said that being visible, you know, is activism. Just simply
absolutely.
being visible, being yourself, and being public about who you are is
absolutely.
It's a political act. It's an act of activism.
Yes, and a queer theatre. I do see it that way as politics, as political activism. I think most things we do are, whether we like it or not.
Absolutely, yeah. I think you're definitely making a statement. Even with, that's something I kind of. Have maybe intrinsically worked into this idea of creating jewellery and at my, by the way, Crafternoon, is something that's about identity. And it's about, I think you're wearing yourself on your sleeve. And I think that's something that's important to me. And like I said, I think having it as a meditative process within my own practice is looking after both myself and trying to look after those within my community as well.
Definitely. And that really is what Midsummer's all about, isn't it? It's just about getting out there,
making
not just seeing things, but also being seen and just just sort of going, hey, look at this big, vibrant community we have. Look how many of us there are and how diverse we are.
Definitely. And even just like the act of physically creating something is such a personal, it's such a personal thing to be a part of. And you have something tangible that you can show to the rest of the world. And especially when dealing with something as political as our own identities,
right,
and as personal as our own identities, that's increasingly important, I find.
Totally. And using more than just our voices, because, you know, we can scream. We have all been to the rallies. But I guess, you know, and we all know how to construct very important arguments when we're defending queer culture. But yeah, enacting something and physically making something, I agree, is kind of really special.
You can walk away with your own rainbow love heart brooch at the end of the day and wear it on your shoulder. And I think that's
lovely. And I, Carnival for me is, I remember last year sitting there, it was very early in the day, and I just remember taking it in and having a look around and thinking, this is what life would be like if we didn't have sort of heteronormativity as the benchmark. It was homonormativity or queer normativity. This is what life would be like on the other side of the rainbow.
And if you are somebody who's out there and you listen to Triple Bypass and it's your, you know, it's your connection to the bi community and you'd actually really like to, you know, chat with other people who are similar to you and who understand your lifestyle and the things, you know, where your life is going, you can come along and chat with us. The Bisexual Alliance will be sharing a stall with the Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby, VGLRL, at Carnival. And, yeah, there'll be someone there to chat with. We'll have pamphlets and I think we'll have badges. We're going to have as much as we can on the stall.
Yeah, we're going to have some brilliant bi badges to give away. And look out for the bi flags. I reckon I'm predicting there's going to be a record number of visible bi flags out there this year.
And the Alliance is definitely going to be marching as well at Pride March. So if you want to come along, join with a big group, walk down the street, and it's a very surreal experience, like somebody clapping you, clapping and applauding because you walk down the street, but it's nice.
It is nice. Yvette, who are you marching with at Pride? Are you marching at Pride?
We are. I am marching with the Midsummer Futures gang, so we're going to be marching with Midsummer Festival together. We're going to be strong in all of us. I think all of us are going to be there.
Have you practiced your wave? Is that something you do? Do you practice?
No. I think we're currently trying to work out what on earth we're going to wear and whether there's going to be balloons involved. I think there's just, you know, at the moment, it's like, what are we going to look like? Yeah. That's so it's what just our wave. Do you mean like this kind of the okay?
Yeah, hand waving.
Hand waving. Good.
It's your regal queen.
I thought you meant Mexican wave. And I got confused.
We can do that afterwards.
Okay, great.
So looking forward into the future, I'm also really excited. We mentioned them before to see Karma Dance perform, and in a little bit, next week, we've actually got Raina and Govin from Karma Dance to come and speak with us in the studio.
Great.
Which will be absolutely incredible, and they'll be with us again on the 30th of January for our representation hour to talk about some of their favourite bi and multigender attracted characters in popular culture.
Amazing. Tune in for our representation hour with Jan. She is brilliant. It's a great show.
She is brilliant.
I think the show's called Bent Bollywood as well, if you want to hunt for that one in the program.
Yes, definitely look out for that one. Bound to be amazing.
So, Yvette, thank you so much for coming onto the show. We're very excited about the, by the way, the craft dinner that's coming up on the 2nd of Feb. We're going to look out for you. The 3rd of Feb. Triple Bypass will be hosting the event, so come up and say hello.
And, of course, next week there's the Better Together conference, which we were talking to Jason about earlier in the show.
We were, and that is the conference that is bringing the LGBTI community together on the 12th and 13th of January.
And doing a serious job of including all the letters. There's proper B representation and T representation and everything.
It's like capital B, and the Triple Bypass crew will be there.
Yes, we will.
So thank you for listening on another Tuesday night. We look forward to your company every Tuesday evening at 9 p.m. Yvette, again, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, gang.
Thank you for having me as well.
And if you want to listen to any of our past shows, you can go to joy.org.au/triplebypass and find the link to our podcast there, or you can just find us on iTunes as well.
We're not hard to find. And coming up next, stick around on Joy, because we've got Local Roots bringing you the latest in all local Aussie artists. So tune in for that.
Such a cool show.
And you have been on Triple Bypass. This is...
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.